With a look at your sports this morning, I'm Travis Krenz. NFL preseason continues this week, and Cleveland is expected to start at quarterback Deshaun Watson when they take on Jacksonville tomorrow night, even as Watson awaits to learn if the NFL will succeed in keeping him off the field for the rest of the year. Deshaun Watson potentially facing a year-long suspension for sexual misconduct. He will play Friday night against the Jaguars. This will be his first game on the field since January 3rd of 2021, which was his final game with the Houston Texans. Watson sat out last season after demanding a trade. That was before he was accused of assault and harassment by 24 women during massage therapy sessions in Texas. Watson was suspended last week for 6 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy, but the league wanted a tougher penalty, so they have appealed the decision. Also, Cincinnati quarterback Joe Burrow, he's still healing up from an appendectomy 2 weeks ago. Still no timetable here for his participation in Bengals training camp. The third-year quarterback has been observing practice from a golf cart or a scooter most days. His father said last week that it still might be a few weeks before his son is able to practice. Serena Williams lost her first match yesterday since telling the world she's ready to leave professional tennis. No one knows exactly how many more matches Serena Williams will play before walking away, but it is expected that her final tournament will be the U.S. Open. That starts in New York on August 29th. The 23-time Grand Slam champion Serena Williams, she lost at the National Bank Open yesterday, 6-2 to 6-4. The second-round match is a hard-court tune-up for the 40-year-old Williams as she gets ready for the U.S. Open here in about 3 weeks. A lawyer for the widow of Kobe Bryant told jurors yesterday that a culture of callousness led to Los Angeles County deputies and firefighters to share pictures of the remains of Kobe Bryant and other victims in that 2020 helicopter crash that killed the Laker star, along with his 13-year-old daughter and 7 others. Vanessa Bryant's lawyer said the photos were visual gossip and that they were shared for a laugh. Bryant is suing for invasion of privacy. An attorney for LA County says that the pictures were an essential tool at the crash scene and that officials successfully kept them from becoming public. Racer Kurt Busch says he's pushed himself too hard trying to return to NASCAR competition, and he'll miss his 4th consecutive Cup Series race this week because of concussion-like symptoms. Kurt Busch has been out since crashing and qualifying back on July 23rd at Pocono. He'd hoped to come back this Sunday at Richmond. Instead, he'll be replaced again by Ty Gibbs. That's a look at your sports here on this Thursday morning. I'm Travis Krenz.